Neville Spear, Professor of Animal Science, Western Kentucky University.
Well, Neville, you talked here at the Cattlemen's College about maintaining profitability through volatile times, and these certainly are volatile times.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of uncertainty around the markets and just our business in general and managing lots of things that we didn't used to have to manage.
With prices where they've been at, of course, cattlemen are feeling good about that, but I get the feeling everybody's just kind of on edge waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Well, I think that's important. We've done an amazing job in this business of being able to manage some prosperity at a very difficult time in terms of the economy, but we need to be very careful not to become complacent because it is a commodity business, and commodity businesses by nature can be very difficult and very challenging.
Do you see any warning flags here in 2012?
I don't see any major warning flags, but it's not any single one, but it's the culmination of lots of little ones. We have sort of things that are going on internationally. We have concerns about debt, and we have concerns about unemployment. And at some point, those things can all begin to add up and begin to kind of tip all of the dominoes over. So we have to be very careful in watching all of those simultaneously.
The cattle industry, I mean, are we doing a pretty good job on risk management?
I think for the most part, we probably are. I think everyone that's left in this business is pretty cognizant of how tough it can be. I don't sense a lot of emotion, and so let's be much more careful about managing risk or margins, if you will. And as we move forward, they don't want to be gamblers. There's just too much capital to worry about, so we don't want to be gamblers.
What are you seeing on the input side as far as those feed costs this year?
Well, again, that's probably the single major item of issue is what's going to happen in terms of, feed costs, what have you. But if they get cheaper, it's amazing how somehow China comes back into the market and somebody continues to drive that higher. But probably overall, we're probably in a rebuilding year in terms of our inventory, and we're probably going to see some more weakness in corn prices as we move forward.
So, if you had to kind of summarize your message to the producers here today, what would it be?
Big summarization probably would be the one thing that I always like to say is we got to remove emotion. It is a business. And yes, we are very passionate about our business, but we really have to remove that. And that is a very difficult thing that we have to check ourselves day to day in terms of doing. But the other thing is that I think we need to remind ourselves is how far we have come in this business. Because it wasn't that long ago when it was really tough. And we've really done some major things in terms of grabbing the consumer and shifting some demand. And we need to continue those things just wholeheartedly to continue to grab market share.
If you had to pick one big thing that people need to keep an eye on in the business here in 2012, what is it?
Wow, one big thing, because I would say it's everything. It's always difficult to pick one single item. But I think probably the biggest issue to watch right now, at least in the near term, is what's going on in the processing business. It's very difficult. Their margins are tough. And how are they going to respond?
The last cattle inventory report that we had, another decline, but some indication that maybe we're starting to see a foundation set?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I mean, obviously we had a decline, and a lot of that is being drought-driven. But there were pockets where we've actually begun to see some retention of cows. So maybe we might turn this thing around, or at least I think at some point stabilize it. I'm not sure we need to get back to where we were. I was very amazed by the responses that we had here today, that nearly three quarters of the people here today indicated some desire to expand their business in the next 1 to 5 years. That's exciting, and I think that tells you where we're headed.
A lot of them, I think right now, too, are taking advantage of the strong prices and going to see if this is going to last a while.
Yeah, I think so. What's impressive to me is it's obvious that their timing is pretty good too, right? It's one thing to expand, but we got to do it at the right time. They've obviously kind of healed themselves up. We've got some capital. We understand where the market is, and we're going to manage around that. And now's the time to kind of look forward to the future. So it's an exciting time.